Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Episode 82. Do you have to be obnoxious to be noticed? Do you have to be obnoxious to be noticed? So, especially with the Friday Blitz and with the podcast, I'm not necessarily trying to give you the answers to these questions. I'm just hoping that I'll stimulate some kind of a thought process and you'll think about your own answers to the questions. And it might come as a shock to you. Maybe it won't come as a shock to people that actually know me. But I actually don't know. I don't have all the answers. A lot of this stuff that I'm talking about, I'm talking through it myself. It's something that's in my mind. And this is a good one now. This is a really good one. And I haven't set out what I'm going to say. I haven't written a bit, so it's completely live. Sure, we'll see how it goes. Do you have to be obnoxious to be noticed? Well, I've kind of lived on both sides of this. I think nowadays, potentially, yes, a little bit more. Is it the right thing to do? Is it, you know, morally the correct thing to do to be obnoxious to be noticed? No, I don't think so. Unless, I suppose, if it's to reach a certain point. And, you know, without judging, I can absolutely understand why people would be loud and proud as possible in order to be noticed above the crowd, to put themselves in a better position in life and to hopefully attract, you know, some more opportunity that they wouldn't ordinarily get. Does that make it right or wrong? Well, that's up to you to decide. Is it what you should be doing with your current career? That's up to you to decide. So back in my karate days, in young Roundhouse Rob, I most certainly did use being obnoxious to be noticed. So I would have given controversial, what was controversial at the time, it seems absolutely very tame in comparison to nowadays, but I would have given what was considered controversial interviews with martial arts magazines. I would have become known for being outspoken. I would have attracted instant and a lot of attention. A lot of it unwanted, I might add. And I most certainly gave people a view of me before they knew me or before they had ever even met me or heard me speak. So I'd managed to get a little bit of notoriety within martial arts circles. That still to this day can help and hinder me in equal measure. But it did work and it did absolutely give me momentum. And it did basically put my name out there at the highest level within, I suppose, England and a little bit of Europe and most certainly Ireland. So Ireland and England, it would have given me a name, which today my name would still be fairly recognised as a result of these interviews and the way I would have carried myself in the karate scene. So as I said, it's rightly or wrongly, it gave me a head start. I tell you what I didn't like though. I most certainly didn't like the fact that I would have been prejudged, so I could be walking around doing my own thing in the shop or going to the cinema and I could feel eyes piercing, eyes staring at me and no, it wasn't a paranoid episode. It was somebody I knew by the way they were looking at me that they knew me from obviously martial arts circles, or they thought they knew me from martial arts circles, but I'd never met them before. And I just knew by the way they looked at me, it had to be someone that practiced martial arts, and they'd obviously read what I had to say, or they'd heard about me or whatever. And I was absolutely followed by this kind of negative judgment. So then, fast forward on, when I decided to turn pro at MMA and I got more into mixed martial arts, and even within my own career as a coach, I went the complete opposite and I said I was going to be more true to myself, which is, this might be absolutely shocking for my detractors out there, but my true self is actually a lot quieter, a lot more humble, most certainly doesn't have to be the center of attention, doesn't really like large groups, is happier in smaller circles or in one-to-one setting, and it's completely opposite to the persona I would have put out in my youth. So I absolutely went the opposite way. So my timing sucks. If I had been humble in my earlier days and then decided to be more obnoxious in certain other paths later in life, I could have got the timing really correct and it could really have gone well for me, or been an advantage. But this is what you have to relate to your life. Is it worth the trade-off? If you're going to rise and rise fast because you're saying controversial things, or because you're being obnoxious, or you're being a little bit overwhelming or going against the grain, while it will give you the boost up, you will suffer a lot of negative consequences. You'll spend the rest of your life trying to reinvent your image. You will probably, you know, not like the character that you've played. You'll want to get away from it as much as possible. You mightn't like, you know, the typecast situation you put yourself in, the way you're going to be judged. You know, is it, you might have to look over your shoulder. It may make you paranoid. It may do all of these things. It may lead you to midlife crisis. It might, all of these things, if you're living this life, especially if you live it so far that you kind of get caught up with it yourself. So you have to make the decision yourself. Whatever it is that you want to do, whether it's be the bestest, you know, whatever subject or occupation you're involved in, or, you know, write a book, or be a blogger, or be a vlogger, or, you know, have your own YouTube channel, launch a new business, whatever it is you decide you're going to do, you're going to have the same situation that I face. You're going to have the same situation that many other people face. Do you try to rise quickly by being obnoxious and controversial, or do you go slow and steady? Now, with the Success Sensei, as you maybe you've guessed, maybe you haven't guessed, I've gone more the slow and steady route. Yeah, it's not as quick as going. I could have easily done some very controversial podcasts. It's in me to say a lot of things that I could say or speak out against, a lot of people that I could speak out against, but it's not the route I wanted to go. I'd rather the slow and steady route. So it's up to you to decide. As I said, I've lived both, so I'm not really judging either way. I'm just putting it out there. Really, you have to come up with your own plan. Is it the way to go regarding your specific goal, or is it not? So have a think about it. I would love to hear what you're trying to achieve. I would love to hear whether you're going to go the controversial route or not. I would absolutely, or if you got a different take on it, if there's a different way of doing it, if there's a plan C, that was plan A, plan B, and if there's a plan C, I'd absolutely love to hear your input. So thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.